Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says Defense Department experts don't see much change in the deployment of Russian forces in Georgia.
The Russian forces that were not there prior to August 6th, that were part of the peacekeeping mission, the agreement calls for them to be withdrawn out of Georgia. So far, we have not seen any significant movement.
Whitman says NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels made clear that European countries will reevaluate their ties with Russia as a result of its invasion of Georgia. U.S. officials have said the consequences Russia will face will depend partly on whether it abides by the ceasefire agreement and withdraws its forces. White House spokesman Gordon Jandro says that should not take several days.
It didn't take them really 3 or 4 days to get into Georgia, and it really shouldn't take them 3 or 4 days to get out. So I would expect them to begin an immediate withdrawal, which is their commitment. We want them to honor their commitment.
The White House spokesman says all the Russian forces sent into Georgia after August 6th must leave, and there will have to be negotiations on the long-term status of Russian troops who have been stationed in Georgia's separatist region of South Ossetia for years as peacekeepers. Meanwhile, the U.S. relief effort continues. Brian Whitman at the Pentagon says U.S. negotiators are working with Turkish officials to get clearance to send one or more Navy ships into the Black Sea to deliver relief supplies to Georgia. Turkey controls access to the sea by warships under a 1936 treaty. Whitman reports U.S. aid deliveries to Georgia by air have reached nearly 200 metric tons, mainly tents, bedding, food, and medical supplies. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.